Well, I'm joined now by Chris Edelson, assistant professor in the Department of Government at American University in Washington. He's author of the book Power Without Restraint. Mr. Edelson, it's good to have you on the show. We have heard in the last 24 hours that the U.S. president needs to be disciplined along with the White House. Do you think that the power of President Trump needs to be restrained?
Yes, this is a national crisis. We need to think creatively about what to do. The Speaker of the House, you had on your hearing a moment ago, said we need to be slow. The legal matters need to be sorted out, but he should go now. People should be calling him to resign. We should think creatively, if he doesn't resign, about what we can do to solve this problem.
Well, what can be done then? Why don't you put your creativity hat on for us for a second? What could be done to get him out of office tonight?
Few options. One is impeachment was mentioned. That's possible. Impeachment is slow, though, and it, of course, requires two-thirds of a majority in the Senate to vote to impeach, to remove him from office, which I doubt will happen. That would require Republicans to take action. I doubt it. We should talk about that's why resignation is another option. There's a process under the 25th Amendment where the vice president and the cabinet can declare that the president is not fit to serve, and they can that can result in his removal. Congress would have to approve that, too. I think we should think about calling for a constitutional amendment to call for a new election. We should explore all of these possibilities. None of these are going to happen immediately, but they should all be explored. The quickest thing that could happen would be for him to resign, and we should call on him to do that.
Well, Mr. Edelson, you know, barring a resignation, all of these measures that you suggest are only possible if a majority in Congress wants it. And the only majority we have in the U.S. Congress is a Republican majority.